Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How you doing today? This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and today we are truly blessed with a very talented and gifted young lady that is actually working in the community to make it a better place. This young lady is not only combining music in her efforts to bring harmony and oneness and also learning and development to the youth, but she's also using it to stimulate the growth of our seniors. She's actually dealing with young people, and she has young people that are musicians, and some of them, of course, are very, very, very successful musicians, even though they may not be published yet, or excuse me, may not be known to the world at hand. But these children are entertaining hundreds and hundreds of seniors throughout, you know, it's a nonprofit organization, but they're entertaining seniors all around the metropolitan D.C., Washington, D.C. area. And the young lady that I'm talking about is Vanessa E. Pierce, or Miss Vanessa E. Pierce. She likes to be called Vanessa, but Vanessa is one of those ladies that definitely holds many hats. She's not only the founder, chairperson, and the president of her organization, which is Art for All Ages. She's also a young lady that has a lot of great drive and is looking for people that want to, again, help her in her cause and also to show honor to our seniors and the people that have gone before us who have paved the way for us to, you know, have the things that we have and to live the types of lives that we live. And she's also, again, bringing great joy to each of these people that she gets to meet and deal with. So she is the brainchild of this metropolitan D.C. area program event, and they also are a 501c charity, and they're always looking for help and assistance from anybody that would like to step up. I'm going to let Vanessa get more into the actual core details of what's going on so that she can tell us about AAFAA, which again is the Arts Are For All Ages organization, which she is the brainchild for. Vanessa, how are you doing?
I'm great, Zurian. Thank you so much for having me on your radio talk show this evening. I'm really excited to be here and to tell people a little bit more about what AAFAA is doing in the community. Arts Are For All Ages is a nonprofit organization that really focuses on enhancing the lives of seniors and young people in our communities by hosting live musical performances in retirement homes, assisted living facilities, and adult daycares. We provide talented young musicians the opportunity to share their talents with a very well-deserving and appreciative audience. The organization is currently providing performances in 4 facilities in Northern Virginia and 2 in Maryland, and we're looking to expand out and provide these performances at more places.
That's a beautiful thing. So for all of the people that are listening today, you need to reach out to Vanessa because Vanessa is looking to provide even more services to others. Now, mind you, everything, as we already know, has a bit of a cost, and Vanessa is a nonprofit. So she is always looking for people that are looking to step up. And you can go to her website, and on the website, you know, she has a link there so that if you'd like to donate to that to this particular charity to help her to continue to bring quality music not only to the seniors, but also helping these young people to grow and develop, she's always welcome and looking for that because she's out there. So, again, you senior citizen community managers and directors, again, reach out to Vanessa. This is a beautiful resource, and it's a beautiful tool that you have, especially in times where money isn't very plentiful. You know, Vanessa appreciates every and anything that she can get that's going to help her to continue to bring these types of services. Is that not right, Vanessa?
Yes, I have to agree with that. And many people may ask the question, why is an organization like AAFAA really needed in the community? And honestly, when we look in senior facilities are really not places where we see many young people. AAFAA has been changing that over the past 3 years in various senior communities. Seniors look forward to the performances that we bring to them, and AAFAA actually did a pilot program at the Braddock Glen Adult Daycare Facility that was very well received by the seniors and the staff there. Unfortunately, that program had to be stopped because there was no funding for it. But the seniors really raved about the performances, and they really didn't want them to end. But it's something that had to end because we really didn't have the funding to continue. And it's really obvious after these performances, you can see that the reaction that we get from the seniors that have listened to the performances, it's obvious. It really brightens their day, and it also provides the opportunity for our talented young people to be heard as musicians in the community. And students are able to gain community service hours while improving their performance skills. So it's really a win-win for everyone involved. Seniors are such an appreciative audience, so our program really helps improve students' self-esteem and really gives them the opportunity to interact with the seniors in their communities. We usually have a 15-minute question and answer session after each performance, so the young people are able to respond to any questions that the seniors may ask them about anything. It doesn't have to be just about their music. It can be about anything they want to talk to them about. And this is really a time when they're able to interact with seniors. So it's really a great thing.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. And I know that I myself go to one of the local senior communities here. And, you know, at first I went just to go. And then I actually started talking with some of the seniors. I met this one gentleman who's in his 90s. And I'll admit his body may not be in the best condition. However, this gentleman's mind is just phenomenal. I mean, talking to this gentleman is like talking to a living history book. And, you know, that's the type of wealth that seniors bring to the world. And the fact that you're able to combine the musical aspects and also get youth into these organizations, into these nursing homes and senior apartment complexes and things like that is a beautiful thing because of the fact that those children or these young people are also going to be able to interact with some of these people and see that there is a wealth of knowledge. These aren't just old people, you know, that don't know anything or that they've been there, done that, all of the above. I mean, and so the impact that you're having on not only the seniors but these children has got to be phenomenal. Can I ask how you came up with the name for your organization?
Well, really because it's about bringing generations together. So we want to say that the arts or performing arts, music especially, are for people of all age groups. It's for everyone. And because music is so powerful, it really has functioned well in bridging that gap between seniors and our talented young musicians.
It's a beautiful thing because music definitely is a tool that can bring all people together. I mean, you listen to some of the old music. I actually went to a graduation a few years ago for one of my nieces, and one of the teachers that was there, he took old music and mixed it with new music, and then what he did was he played the new music first, and of course the kids started bopping and weaving, you know, in that were there for the graduation, and then he stopped it and went to an old record, which was the same exact music, just a slightly different beat was put on it, and he did that with about 20 songs, and it was, for me, you know, I'm a little older, but for me it was very impactful because it showed those children that what they're doing is not new, what they're experiencing is not new. The same music that they're listening to is the music that those older people listen to and the people before them listen to. It's just that somebody younger, or in some cases somebody older, repackaged it. So it had the same content. So that's a beautiful thing. So what is your overall future plans for the organization? What are your future plans for the organization, and why do you need our support?
Well, we really want to spread the joy by expanding our programs to more facilities. As I mentioned earlier, right now we're giving performances in about 6 facilities, but we want that to increase. And our plan is really to videotape the live performances and use live streaming video to have these performances broadcast to multiple facilities. But we really need financial support in order to do this. So we would appreciate if businesses would help to sponsor these programs on a regular basis. We have to have the program obviously videotaped and the cost involved in doing that, and also having our website be able to archive these programs. And understand that once these programs are archived, this will benefit the seniors, because at the various facilities they'll be able to go back and see these programs again and again and again. And so that's something that will not only help them from the standpoint of being able to appreciate the young people being there live, but also to witness in the experience again and again would also be tremendous in their environment. Because a lot of times, especially in assisted living facilities, there's not a lot of young people there, as I mentioned before. So it would definitely be a way for the talented young people who perform with the organization to actually even have more exposure. And we know a lot of times in these facilities, they do sometimes get visitors from their family members and things of that nature, and they too can also benefit from these performances.
So you started this back.
You know, going forward, we definitely need the support for that. And then we also love to reward our talented young students in some way, because obviously they're giving of their time and their energies, and they're really doing a great thing. And so we would love to reward them in some way for what they're doing. And these young musicians are very serious about their talent, and many go on to receive instruction at various music schools around the country. So it's very great for them also to be a part of what we're doing.
Outstanding. Presently, you started this organization back in 2009, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's right now, what's your musician count?
At the end of each season, we have what we call an end-of-season event, where we really recognize these young people for their contributions to the organization. And last season, our season runs from September to June. Last season, we had over 30 young people who had performed with us last year. So we're looking to have that number and more this season.
What's your normal age groups for young, talented musicians?
The age group really ranges from around 11 to, like, 19. We do have quite a few high school students that perform with us. And then as they leave and graduate and go on to college, we invite some to come back and perform at our end-of-season event. We had one of our young ladies last year to do this, who is now studying at George Mason. She came back and performed with us at our end-of-season event. So we really like to do that. We like to have our former performers who have moved on to college to come back and perform with us again.
Do you also work with some of the local schools? Because I know a lot of the local, like, junior high schools and high schools, they have a lot of musicians in their ranks. Have you ever spoken with, like, the teachers and seen if maybe you could do a cooperative with them, or maybe help some of the other children that just love music so much that they'd like to do it all the time?
Well, we have reached out to some teachers. But we're really looking to any music teacher who feels they have students who could benefit from what we're doing and really want to share their talents with the community. Sometimes it's harder to get students from a larger pool of students. And when I say this, a lot of times teachers at schools are so preoccupied, they're so busy with just the day-to-day activities they have to do, that it can sometimes not work out as much as we would like to really have young people from schools. But we ask private music teachers really have really been supportive of what we're doing and letting their students have a place where they can perform or their pieces that they may have for competition or even just become familiar with playing in front of an audience. It's really a great thing.
Yes, that's definitely a great confidence builder, especially for these young people, you know, to get out there and to drop or get rid of that fear. So, again, you're definitely an outstanding mentor and leader, and the fact that you're taking on these challenges is very noteworthy. I know that you have a number of different performers. What are some of the instruments that they play within your group?
Well, we have quite a few pianists. We also have violinists. We have cellists. We also have had some vocal students, actually, to perform with us, and that has been wonderful also. So we're really accessible to all performers. If you have any talent that you would like to share, any musical instrument, we're really open to that. So we're constantly looking to increase our level of student participants in AAFAA.
That again is outstanding. And you were saying that you like to reward your musicians that actually play for you. What I'd like to do is I partner up with a bunch of different organizations, and one of the organizations that I partnered up with is the Success Foundation. If you're open to it, I'd like to donate this, a book that was written called The Slight Edge, and it's called Success for Teens. I'd like to donate probably about 50 of those books to you that you could give out to your students. It's an outstanding book and an outstanding read, and it may be something that can help them to further their careers. I also have another sponsor called Magic, and they have it's a game type of card thing. I think they sell the cards now for like $7 a deck. I'd like to donate about 20 decks to you for that too, maybe 40 decks. And it can be another incentive or reward for these children if you're welcome or open to that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That sounds great. Thank you so much. We always want to just show our appreciation in some way. And anything that we can get or donated, we certainly appreciate that.
But I understand that you use money a lot more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're open to all types of donations, really. We're very appreciative of that. Thank you.
Not a problem. So you started this in 2009. That was basically your inaugural time for starting this. You're the brainchild of this. How many, are you the jack of all trades, master of none, or how does this work? Do you do the majority? Do you have a support staff?
Actually, I have to acknowledge that obviously I could not do this alone, so I really have to say a huge thank you to my AAFAA Board of Directors, the Scholarship Committee Chair, and also our performance schedulers who are really working with me to make sure these performances go on in the community. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of work to actually coordinate the students that give these performances and also the various facilities where we have them. So So I have to say, you know, thank you. No, I can't do this alone. And also a huge thank you to our student volunteers, really, who share their time and their talents with the community. I have to say thank you to them because this program could not work without them. So definitely a big thank you there.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. Did you want to give the names of any of these people you want to thank?
Oh, absolutely. I can certainly give their names. One being my board, Roni Acord and Anna Ospenskaya, also Ingrid Pierce, and also my scholarship committee chair, Jesse Hung, and I have a performance scheduler, Cindy Saulbach, and a host of other young people that perform with us. Thanks to everybody.
That's outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, again, these are people that definitely deserve a hand because, again, trying to pull all of this together and organizing this is not an easy feat because we're dealing, again, with young people, and in some cases we're dealing with some older people that may not always be as cooperative as possible. However, the fact that Vanessa is able to pull this off is a tribute to her organizational and professional skills herself. Vanessa, how many instruments do you play?
Actually, I play the violin. I play the violin from fifth grade and to like my second year in college. I don't play as much as I used to in the past, but I really love music and I know how powerful music is, and it's really rewarding for me just to actually be in the room and see how wonderful it is when these young people perform. It's a great feeling to witness and to hear just some of the sentiments that are expressed by the seniors, just the wholehearted thank yous, the asking us to come back, when are we going to come back, thank you again and again and again, and just the joy in their eyes and the warm feeling that you get is just phenomenal. And I am really so happy to be a part of it, and I'm glad that I'm able to witness it. I actually started out just doing this for one facility, volunteering at one senior facility, and then I saw the response that I got from that and just felt like this is something that really needed to be expanded out to other facilities. And again, that's what we're trying to do, really expand this out to more facilities so they can also be a part of the AAFAA program and really get the music to more places and have the joy spread, as I mentioned earlier.
That's a beautiful thing. You guys also have a Facebook page, don't you?
We do. Please like us on Facebook, Arts for All Ages. We're definitely
okay.
On
Facebook. Could you also
we also
give
have
us
a YouTube channel, arts.r.forallages. Please, you can check out some of our really talented young people there. There's some great videos of them on our YouTube page. So I encourage everybody to go there and check that out.
Okay, and could you give us the website? I know that you have a website, and ladies and gentlemen, some of the information for Vanessa's organization, For Art for All Ages, is actually on the show site, and you can please go on there and get back in touch with Vanessa and try to see what you can do to help out the organization and to bring their services to the community, the older communities that are in your area, the ones that haven't even heard of her yet. And we need to support programs like this. But Vanessa, while we're on the air, could you also give us your website and any other contact information that you may want to share with the listeners today?
Absolutely. Our website is www.arts4allages.org. And on the site, you can find out about exactly what our mission is. And also, you can see some of our talented young musicians performing. And there's a link on there to donate to the organization. Of course, all donations are tax deductible. And we look forward to really continuing what we're doing. We don't want this to end. And we see the impact it's having in the community. So we're really looking to have some community support and to assist us in continuing this wonderful program.
I hear you. Well, Blog Talk, again, you've heard it from the lady herself. We need your support. I'm not going to try to get on my soapbox today, like I do sometimes, about different things that need to happen within our community and how some of us need to stop complaining and take action and start doing things that are actually going to contribute not only to ourselves but to the world. All right? Please understand that none of us were put here just for ourselves. We were put here to serve. And if you truly want to be rich, then one of the things that you need to do is you need to give to others, because only by giving to others will you truly ever be rich. That enriching power will grow and it will glow, and it will also help you to obtain the success and even more bountiful successes than you may even be ready for. But people like Vanessa that are out there and that are doing their work, or people like Ms. Pierce who are out there doing their work, they need your help. They can't do it on their own. And here's the thing. They're doing the hard part. They're actually doing the organization. You know, they're putting the programs together. They're making the thing happen. All we need from you is for you to step up. For those of you that are music teachers or music professionals, for those young people that may be listening to the show that are interested in playing or working with Vanessa, all we're asking you to do is step up and do your part so that organizations like this stay around as long as possible, so that we can honor the seniors that came before us, those that came before us that deserve more than most of us are giving them. They are not to be forgotten. They are treasures, true treasures. How you say you have those golden nuggets, these are those platinum nuggets that are out there, and they're going forgotten. They're being left behind. However, if it wasn't for what they've done, you wouldn't be able to do what you're doing. So we need to keep that in mind. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Blog Talk, you know, we ask you, we plead with you to step up and take ownership. This is your world, and how it's going to come out is how it's going to come out. But if you actually put forth your effort into it, you can say that you actually played a positive part. And with that, Vanessa, would you like to close?
Absolutely. I want to just end by saying music is very powerful, and I see this all the time when we deliver these programs and have these performances in these various facilities. I've personally witnessed how it changes the lives of our young people and the seniors in our community. So, again, we really need financial support. We're also looking to businesses who want to partner with us to help us to continue bringing these live performances to seniors and having them videotaped. And we're always, again, looking for any talented young musicians that want to share their talent with the senior community. Please contact us. You can email us at info@arts4allages.org. Okay, so thank you again so much, Zurian, for having me on your show today. I really enjoyed it. And thanks to you for actually giving organizations a platform to come on and talk about what we're doing in the community. I definitely appreciate you.
That's not a problem. And I appreciate you for all of the things that you're doing, because, like I said, you're definitely a mover and a shaker, and you're out there making it happen. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to contact Vanessa and Art for All Ages, you want to contact her via email through info@art4allages.org. Again, that's info@arts4allages.org. And again, your contributions will be very welcome. And Vanessa, thank you for having us. And as always, I wish everybody the best today, the best tomorrow, and all the best days to come. Let's take action. Let's do what we need to do now, because today is now, people. And that's the only way that we're going to grow. Again, Vanessa, thank you very much, and you have a great day. And I wish you the best of luck with the youth that you're working with, because you're doing a great thing.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody, and have a great day.